خير الخلق الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. سيدنا إمام صحابي رحمة الله عليه narrates that the noble prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, the one who sends salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 blessings upon him, and the one who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 100 blessings upon him, and the one who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal inscribes between both of his eyes that this person is exempted from hypocrisy and the fires of hell, and on the day of judgment he will place him with martyrs. Sallu ala al-habib. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers on Money Channel, today we engage ourselves to make efforts to better our future. We strive to gather various sorts of comforts. We toil to increase our bank balance. We try to flourish our business, and we make so many schemes in order to attain worldly comforts for the future. So that somewhere our worldly morrow may prosper, but regretfully we are absolutely remiss in bettering our afterlife. Numerous careless people embrace death while toiling for even better worldly life. Thus, instead of celebrating the cheering of a bright future, they are lowered into the dark grave to be engaged in search for a better life. In this world, to be neglectful in thinking about and in preparing for the afterlife, and whilst accounting for past deeds, not making efforts to avoid sins and firmly determining to do good deeds is nothing but real loss. A wise person is one who focuses the afterlife, reforms himself by holding his nafs severely accountable. He regrets his sins and fears from poor consequences of sins, just as our saints have done. Hence, Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi raised that once Sayyidina Ibn As-Sima rahmatullah alayhi, while performing self-accountability, calculated his age, and he came out to be 60 years. After multiplying his age by 12, he resulted in 720 months. He then multiplied these 720 months by 30. The result was 21,600 days, the number of days of his blessed life. Then he said to himself, if I have committed one sin in a day, I have committed 21,600 sins to the present day. Most probably I have committed up to 1,000 sins in a day. Saying this, he started trembling with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then at once, he rahmatullah alayhi screamed and fell down on the floor. When checked, he saw it found to have been departed from this world. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Money Channel, contemplate deeply about how our noble saints, Rahimullah Salam, did fikr in Medina in order to reform their nafs, how they would perform accountability for it, and even being engaged in doing good deeds, they would consider themselves as sinners and would always fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them had so much intense fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that their souls would depart. But unfortunately, we are badly engaged in debt and sins. Neither we have feelings of regret nor we fear of aftermath. Our saints stay awake at night, fast in abundance, perform good deeds excessively, but would still assume themselves guilty and would weep persistently with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They spend their nights constantly crying, wiping away the sleep from their eyes. They consider themselves sinners at dawn and lower in deeds than everybody else. Once Sayyidina Utba Ghulam rahmatullah alayhi started shivering whilst passing by a house and suffered perspiration. When people inquired, he replied, this is the place where I committed a sin in my childhood. Allah Azza wa Jal mercy upon him and forgive us for their sake. Sallu al habibs. It has been reported that a sin got committed by Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi in his childhood. Whenever he got a new dress sewed, he would write that sin on his collar. Often he would cry so much looking at it that he would faint. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers on Money Channel, did you notice our noble saints, rahimullah salam, would remember sins of their childhood and because of it would fear Allah's will so much? And on the other hand, it is we ill-fated adults who forget even those sins that we commit deliberately, but we remember our flawed virtues and feel proud about them. Sallu al-Habib. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Money Channel, a wise person is one who obtains the fortune of performing good deeds and do not remember them. And if sins are committed, he remembers them, and in order to reform himself, he performs self-accountability strictly. Upon decreasing good deeds, he even disciplines himself and frightens himself of the wrath and rage of Allah Azza wa Jal every moment. This has been the practice of our saints. Hence, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiallahu anhu performed self-accountability on a daily basis. And when night would come, he would whip himself on his feet, asking himself, tell me what you did today. Allah Azza wa Jalla mercy upon him, forgive us for this sake. Ameen, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. The Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, international non-political propagation, Muwah Quran and Sunnah. Speakly Ijtima every Thursday held in Gumgo Sharif. It is money request that you participate in Ijtima and try and spend the night. Make it a habit to travel with the lovers of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Madani Kafir while you fikr Medina, fill in your Madani Namad card daily and into areas in Madar in the first 10 days of the new Islamic month. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this, we start acting upon the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hated for sins and we safeguard our Iman. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, every Islamic brother should make the intention, the time is tried to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, to rectify ourselves, we act upon the Madani Namad. And to rectify the people of the whole world traveling in the Madani Kafir, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear Islamic brothers, please repeat after me. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Sovereign of Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, O people, indeed the person to receive prompt relief from their anxieties and accountability on a day of judgment will be the one who would have recited durood upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi narrated in Mukashafatul Qulub that the Prophet Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam was friends with the angel of death Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. Once, when the angel of death Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam came, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam asked him, "Have you come just to visit me or to take my soul?" He replied, "To meet you." Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam then requested, "Before you come to take my soul, send some messengers my way to warn me." The angel of death Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam agreed, "I will send two or three messengers your way." Later, when the angel of death came to take his soul, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam asked, "Where are the messengers you were supposed to send towards me before taking my soul?" The angel Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam replied, "Grey hair after black hair, weakness after strength, and a hunched back after a straight one. O Yaqub alayhi salam, these are my messengers I sent towards people before their death." The following Arabic couplet is warning to us. Days have passed, but sins prevail. The angel of death has arrived with a hearty stale. Your worldly luxuries are a deceit, due to which you will be in pain. Your desire to live in the world forever is a thought in vain. Sallu alal Habib. My dear Islamic brothers, now we understand the fact that the angel of death sent his messengers before death. In addition to the three messengers already stated above, there are others that have been mentioned in other hadiths, like sickness, complete loss or weakness of vision, and impaired hearing. Yeah, many of us who have already encountered the messenger of Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. Well, but what to do with our heedlessness? Our current state is such that we attribute grey hair to flu, when in fact they are the warner of death. Similarly, in sickness we remain heedless and easily tend to forget that countless people who die every day due to similar causes. Little do we realize that an illness that seems minor could indeed turn fatal, and then the dear ones will grieve and the enemies will rejoice, but the dead person will be buried in a dark grave along with only his deeds, good or bad. Sallu alal Habib. My dear Islamic brothers, on 25th Rajab 1416 AH, a murder attempt was made on Amir Ahl Sunnat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri in Lahore. As a result of this attempt, two Mubalikeen, Haji Uhad Raza Attari and Muhammad Sajid Attari, rahmatullah alayhi, were martyred. About 8 months later, the grave of Haji Uhud Raza Attari rahmatullah alayhi was damaged due to heavy rainfalls in Lahore. Unwillingly, his grave was dug out so that his corpse could be transferred to another grave. To the astonishment of all those present, when his grave was opened, his body was fresh and unharmed in the presence of many people. The body of the martyr of Dawat Islami was moved to a new grave. The incident has been mentioned in detail in the booklet The Marvels of Dawat Islami Part 2. I request that all Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters to embrace the righteous Muslim environment of Dawat Islami. There is no membership process in Dawat Islami. Make an effort to partake in your local Dawat Islami Ijtima every week and to travel with the Ashq-e-Rasool Madani Qafila to learn the prophetic ways. Each and every single person should make an effort to call people towards the righteous and should strive to impart the Sunnah. Salu ala Habib. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, an international non-political promulgation movement of the Quran and Sunnah. The weekly Ijtima in Birmingham takes place every Thursday after Salatul Maghrib in Gumgol Sharif. It is a Madani request that you participate in this Ijtima and try to spend the night in Fazani Medina. Make it a habit to travel with the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of the Madani Qafila and was doing fikr in Medina, to fill in your Madani Namaz card daily and hand it into your area of Zimadar within the first 10 days of the new Islamic month, inshallah azza wa jal. With the blessing of this, we will start acting upon the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, have hatred for sin and safeguard our iman. Every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah azza wa jal. To rectify ourselves, we will act upon the Madani Namaz, and to rectify the people of the whole world, we will travel in the Madani Qafila, inshallah azza wa jal.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive all our sins, give us the passion to become practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere devotees and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the illness of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Namaz. Give us the ability to travel on the Madani Qafila. Give us the ability to divide others and inspire them to act upon the Madani Namaz and travel on the Madani Qafila. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of body. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with the beaten children. O Allah Azza wa Jal, guide his death with Iman in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara and was lost in the visions of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our place of burial in Jannatul Baqi and make us companions of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the cool and faithful in Medina, accept all our lawful du'as.
Mujhe dar pe